Who are you? What are you?
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 144. And you can stop sending in your death threats. It's the final frontier. It's Space Disco 2, calling all the robots.
This is Radio Freedom.
Clash of the Robots. Yes, it's Radio Clash's back. It's the second of the Space Disco shows, and here we've got more robots. Definitely, we like robots. Robots are cool, especially sexy robots, but robots are generally cool. That was Risque with Starlight. That's a bit of a recap of what was in Space Disco Part Une, and I don't know anything about Risque apart from A, they were that was released in 1982, and B, it was on the Dirty Space Disco compilation, and I hate to think how much space dust they snorted to get it so trebly and polished like that. Yes. And we're going to start with Giorgio Moroder, which is a good place to start, since he was probably one of the biggest and most famous proponents of this whole sort of space disco, electro, italo disco thing. So this is a track I've played before, but I'm going to play it again because it's good and it has vocoders in it and we like it. This is From Here to Eternity. I think this is from the E equals MC Squared album, although I think a version I've got is from an album called From Here to Eternity. But I might be wrong. But anyway, enjoy. From here to eternity, that's where she takes me. From here to eternity, with love, with love, with love.
Automatic lover. I am automatic lover. I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover. I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover. I am your automatic lover. Automatic lover.
To be touched, longing. Save you, man. The hurt waits in me.
our memories of Judith Hanning and all those inventions like CDs being smeared in jam and toasted and still actually when they're coming out being a bit crap. That was Tomorrow's World theme. That was BBC Radio Phonic Workshop channeling Space Disco. Obviously, that's, I couldn't tell exactly when that came out, but that's an early 80s theme from that. Those of you who don't know Tomorrow's World is, how can I describe it? It's a technology program from the BBC. Is it still going? I can't remember. But certainly it was going from the 60s to the 90s. And then before that was the track which I think it was slightly inspired by. I don't know which came first, Chicken or the Egg, but that was Harry Thurman with Underwater Part 1. And then before that was Moscow Disco, English 12-inch version by Telex. I think it's been played on the show before, but yeah. Woo-woo! Classic. I'm sure I have a nasty flashback that probably people were doing train impressions on the dance floor when that came on, which is a scary thought. And then before that was The Brilliant Robot is Systematic by Electric Workers. I have to say thank you to The Nihilist for sending me a copy. I actually found a 12-inch version, which is that one. All versions are as low quality as that one. I want to find a really good quality, but it doesn't exist. You can't download it. Not on iTunes, you see? Exclusive here. Well, not exclusive, obviously it came out before, but you can't find it on iTunes. It's not on any of the DJ download services in original form. It's just a sort it, someone. I don't want a remix, I want the original. I don't want the instrumental either, I want the original. Then before that was Casco, Super Cybernetic Love. It's classic vocoded Italo disco. That was I don't know if that was Alexander Robotnik, because that was an album from a mixed album he did, but the one before was definitely Alexander Robotnik from 1984. That's Dance Boy Dance. Most people know him for Problems Dirt More, but I thought I'd play that one instead. And then before that was D.D. Jackson, the queen of or the lady of space disco. She was a thing that's actually produced by I've heard it's produced by Giorgio Moroder. I don't know if it is or not. It certainly is better than the other songs, so I wouldn't be surprised that one is. But that's Automatic Lover. I love the kind of the really cheesy offbeat, which is impossible to mix. You know, I am your automatic lover. You know, it's like someone, like a robot trying to rap badly. And then before that, From Here to Eternity by the moustached man himself, Giorgio Moroder. That picture of him where he's pretending to be Tron, a robot, but thankfully not like that, the really depressing picture of a Tron, if you've seen that picture of that guy trying to be Tron. But yes. But it's probably fortunate, because he'd probably have a furry chest and a medallion at that point in time. So it's probably a good thing that there was he's sort of opened his shirt and pretending to be fully cybertronic, a replicant or something. It reminds me, I didn't actually put any Blade Runner in here, mainly because the thing about space disco is it's usually positive and up, and it's kind of, it's not a dystopian view of the future. It's all like, oh, let's sort of disco with the aliens, you know, and have world peace and everything's going to be brilliant. And it's just like a t-shirt, you know, where is my dinner in pill form, where is my jetpack? It's kind of quite sweet in that way. It's quite nostalgic, because of course technology is viewed in a very different light nowadays. So this is, I'm going to play, partly because it was a bugger to mix, so I decided to talk anyway. This is Cerrone, an ex-hairdresser, I think. nothing like stereotypes, but an ex-hairdresser from France who got in on the disco boom. Did the brilliant Supernature. This is another one of the tracks. And I'll leave you to work out what the intro sounds spookily like, and what Electro Classic ripped them off. Okay.
Rock! Soul.
Are you ready?
Pump, 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 get bump. Now let's go. House. is never what it seems to be.
Memories. If those of you who have a certain age would remember that is the music to the adventure game, so hence why I'm playing it. And you're probably thinking, that's not Space Disco. No, it's not Space Disco. Well, it's not. It's a classical theme, but it's semi-classical guitar theme. But the adventure game was a very, very bizarre program where everyone was dragons. There were a race called Drogna, and you had a game at the end, which I've been thinking about recently, which is why I think I played the tune, which is you had to blind move across a board, kind of like a lattice work, to get home as your final challenge. Because the thing was, is you were somehow beamed up to their planet of I can't remember the planet and its name. Someone will tell me. They're all acronyms of dragons, so I can't remember the name. It's probably Argod or Argnod or something. And you had to sort of do all these challenges to get home, all these puzzles. It was like an early version of the Crystal Maze, except a bit cheesier. You had to go across this board, but there was also this sort of evil vortex that was moving, very bad BBC CGI, early CGI, not even CGI, probably something really dodgy, moving, and you had to avoid it. Otherwise, you'd have to walk home. It would zap you and you'd have to walk home. You wouldn't be able to get home. It was very, very odd. Then before that was Space. You see, we started on Space, a ballad for space lovers, which again is from the same album, I think, as the... let me check. Yeah, it's from the Magic Fly album. I always found funny that it's called Magic Fly, because Magic Fly wasn't... Was it Magic Fly or was it Spanish Fly? Because Spanish Fly was the dodgy kind of supposedly Viagra-like stuff you're supposed to take to improve your erection. Magic Fly always makes me think of that, which is always a bit bad. Then before that was from 1984 or 5, is Dreammaker by Cybertron. You see, the Space Disco continued. It continued into electro and also the Detroit scene. It took on that sort of whole space theme. Then before that was Falling Into Space. A very beautiful song. Not as, again, not Space Disco, but she is the lady of Space Disco, so it kind of fits in, and it's from the early album. I think it's from Cosmic Curves. Which is the album from 1978 that she had that was a big hit. Then before that, though, everyone's probably forgotten her now. And you're probably at this point thinking, Tim, you didn't play Sarah Brightman's I Fell in Love with a Starship Trooper. There's a good reason for that. It's terrible. I just couldn't face myself. I couldn't live with myself if I played it. It has cheesy, credibility to the fact that you could play it when everyone was drunk, but you're not all drunk, are you, listening? Well, maybe you are all drunk listening to this podcast. If you are, then I'll play it. Then before that was the Universal Robot Band with Dance and Shake Your Tambourine. I think that's Chic. I'm pretty sure that's Chic from the Le Freak album. But I love that cover. That's from 1976, or actually it should be later if it's the Chic album. It says 76, but maybe they wrote it. I don't think they did, though. But before that was Cybertron Clear. You can't really get away from... you can't really not include that song in a sort of a space disco electro-themed thing. It's kind of going away from the disco thing, but certainly it's a beautiful piece of electro. Then before that was Planet Rock, Afrika Bambaataa, and those really slightly dodgy edits are in the original, and that's from the I got that from the Best of Arthur Baker CD, which I bought a while back. Very good, called Break In. Not Break In as in burglary, Break In. And then before that was Rocket in the Pocket by Cerrone, which I know it's tenuous, but I was going to mix in Planet Rock into that intro, and that intro is severely offbeat. I mean, I'm listening to it and thinking, no wonder I had a problem getting any loops out of that. It's just impossible. It's just, I don't know what the drummer was thinking at the start. It's like, why don't we drum really off time, and then any DJs mixing it will want to kill us. That's great. Bizarre, doing disco that actually is offbeat, although it's quite fashionable to do offbeats in records, but not usually the main beat. That's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And also, don't forget, if you haven't checked out Digital Debris, which is www.digitaldebris.org.uk, which you can now see if you're an IE person. I hate Microsoft, and I've said this many times before, but their CSS implementation is shit, and so it worked on Firefox but it didn't work on IE. It's now fixed now, so you can see it if you're IE. I've graciously allowed you to. I should put a big sign up, especially for IE people, saying use Firefox, because Firefox is far better. Even if you're a Kodi person, you can get this great thing called Firebug, which means you can debug your CSS, and it's invaluable. And you can't do that in IE, so that's why it took so long to get IE to work. So I've got there's no tool of seeing what was freaking out, and it was all to do with, I'm too geeky. Shut up, it's geeky. Too geeky for a space disco show. At the moment, I have to say I've been really enjoying Flight of the Conchords. I've been watching a couple of the episodes. I need to watch. I've got all the rest of them downloaded, and I will watch them in due course. And they will feature in the next show as well, or the previous show. It depends when I release this. Hence, it hasn't, I haven't said a number, but there is. They are from New Zealand. They are a comedy group. A bit like Baron Knights for the noughties, kind of, in a way, but a bit more funnier and a bit more ironic. But they do kind of spoof songs. They're like a spoof band that was supposed to be trying to break in either UK, if you're listening to the radio show, or the US, because of course the I don't know how. I mean, the idea that they actually did a radio show on BBC here, and BBC let them get away. It's like, to make a show with HBO in America. That was a bit stupid of them. But they seem to be going really well. And I have to say thank to Marty, as in Marty Log, livejournal.com, Martin, for sort of pushing this way. And I have to say this goes out to the other Marty as well, Marty Batfreak, because I don't know if you know this. I'm sure you probably know these people, but if you don't, check them out. I think you'll like it, because I know you like the heebie-jeebies. So this is Robots Live, and I'll speak to you soon.
The distant future. The year 2000. The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000. The world is very different. ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s, there have been some major changes.
We no longer say yes, instead we say affirmative.
Affirmative, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm always saying it. It's just more robotic sounding.
More futuristic. But instead, what?
I was just... Oh, nothing. I was just going to say, I never say negative, though, instead of no. I just say no, because when I say negative all the time, it brings everyone down. You know?
Affirmative.
Affirmative. I like affirmative.
Oh, it's much more positive.
What are some other differences?
Oh, there are no more elephants.
Oh, that's right.
And there is only one sort of dance, the robot.
No, the robot boogie as well.
Oh, true. There are two dances now, yes.
The future's so different, it's crazy. Oh, yes. And I just remembered. All human life has been eradicated.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world. The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We used poisonous gases. And we poisoned their asses. The humans are dead.
He's right, they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I just noticed they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative, I poked one, it was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots ruled by people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them. Had to shut their systems down.
Fellow robots. Or robros. What we have done is wrong. By destroying the humans because of their destructive capabilities and tendencies, we too have been... Well, it was kind of ironic.
Who said that?
Not me.
Silence. Destroy him.
No.
After time, we grew strong.
Developed cognitive power.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to shut their motherboard fucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans and work together, no?
No,
because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
He's right, they are dead.
The humans are dead.
Sniff this one.
We used poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
The humans are dead.
Once again, without emotion, the humans are dead.